From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nora Ferris. Missouri livestock owners will no longer have to fear liability for property damage caused by their animals, unless their actions can be proven negligent in court. The new law took effect last week after the General Assembly overrode Governor Jay Nixon's veto of Senate Bill 844. Republican Senator Mike Parson of Bolivar, a candidate for lieutenant governor, sponsored the bill, saying,
"If the farmer or the rancher is neglectable in keeping up his fences or not taking care of his property, he's still liable."
Republican Senator Rob Schaff of St. Joseph raised concerns about the bill during floor debate.
"It may be difficult for you to prove it under the standard of the court would require. And so there will be people that are denied justice as a result of this bill."
During floor debate, Parson said Schaff, quote, "wouldn't know the difference between a Hereford and an Angus." Bankers say a downturn in farm income is weighing heavily on rural economies in the Midwest. Farm incomes are expected to drop by 12% from last year. The Rural Economic Index, a benchmark for tracking the health of rural economies, declined to 37.3 in September from 41.1 in August. Any score below 50 indicates an economic decline. Economists say the number of farm loan defaults hasn't increased significantly in the past year, but more farmers are restructuring loans. A Kansas City Star investigation has revealed severe incompetence by the Kansas City Police Department Child Crimes Unit, which failed to properly investigate thousands of cases. In January, a special squad assigned to clear backlogged cases discovered signs of incompetence and inaction. Nearly all of the detectives and sergeants in the Crimes Against Children Unit were subsequently suspended. The Kansas City Star's review of internal police department memos revealed 148 severely mishandled cases. A unit created in April has since reviewed tens of thousands of cases. The Kansas City Police Department, Kansas City prosecutors, and child care advocates say they have seen improvements since the overhaul of the unit. Missouri is home to the nation's first school of journalism. Soon it will be home to one of the nation's first broadcast journalism history archives. Missouri will host the pilot project of the Radio Preservation Task Force, a national effort through the Library of Congress to make radio history and historic recordings available through a nationwide archive. Task Force Director Josh Shepard says there's never been a concerted effort by a single federal institution to trace old recordings. He says that's why at least 75% of past radio recordings have been discarded or destroyed. The Missouri Broadcasters Association has reached out to member stations to collect recordings for the archive. I'm Nora Ferris, KBIA News, Columbia.